Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Browns are on the clock, and to go ahead and talk about the Browns' approach to tonight's draft, night two, picks 54 and 85, we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and welcome on Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. Any Cavs Game 3 takes before we get to the Browns?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't watch much of it last night. My poor husband was stuck in the basement while I was upstairs watching the draft, and it was so ugly. But you know what? Each game, I think, can take on a life of its own. And just when you think it's over, a team can bounce back. So I'm not ruling them out just yet.
That was a measured and mature take, and I'll let it stand for now. I will not argue with you. Mary Kay, are the Browns more likely to trade up or trade down in the second round tonight, right now?
I would say more likely to trade back, because if you look at it, they don't have a fourth round pick. That's the last pick in the Deshaun Watson trade. And I think that in a perfect world, they would like to get back into the fourth round. Because if you look at this draft, it really kind of tails off somewhere in about the fourth round. So I think to the extent that you can, you'd like to move up or back and try to grab something in the fourth round. So I'm going to say that they would be more likely to trade down.
Have you heard any whispers about, given that we now know, you know, who's still left on the board, at least as of pick 33, do we have any names that we should be on the lookout for that are currently available?
You know, I think it's still kind of too early for that, because I do think that Andrew means it when he says, when they get to about pick 44, that's when they'll get really serious about knowing what they can and can't do. I wrote some insider stuff today, you know, just thoughts that I have heading into it. And, I just don't know that they're as high on a defensive tackle as some people think they might be, or maybe even perhaps as high on a receiver as some people think they might be. I wouldn't be surprised, and I don't know if this would happen or not, but he loves offensive linemen. So I wouldn't be surprised if it was an offensive lineman or some other position that would surprise people.
So, I mean, obviously you covered a lot of ground there. Do you have an idea? Like, what position group do you think is the number one? Is there a number one position group that they're looking at there? I want a receiver, but that's just me.
You know, I don't think there is a number one position group, because they tell us over and over and over again that they do not draft for need. Therefore, I don't think they would necessarily go against that philosophy. By the same token, I do think there are certain positions where they feel pretty well set and would wonder how they're going to get any more guys on the field at that spot. I also think maybe defensive end. If it's your top pick, you have to think about the fact that Za'Darius Smith is going, you know, he's heading into the final year of his contract. You have to be thinking about the future on that side. So defensive ends. I mean, maybe Austin Booker. I kind of like him. I don't know, again, how much they, you know, what they exactly think of him, but he's just somebody that I've studied a little bit, and I really like him. There are players at almost every position that you could say they could go with that guy, and I know that just sounds so trite or whatever, but they just don't, they're not going to know yet until some of these guys fly off the board.
Mary Kay, given they've only got two picks in the top 100, you mentioned the draft kind of falls off after the fourth round. How important for how important is this draft for this Browns team?
Well, it's important, but this is not a make or break draft for them by any stretch of the imagination. I can't really imagine very many players coming from this draft and making an enormous contribution for the Browns this year or starting or whatever. You might find someone that will contribute out of the second round, maybe out of the third round, but they're not looking for a savior in this draft. They have pretty much what they need at every position, and this is kind of a supplemental draft where they'll add some depth and they will be looking for guys for the future. So they draft them young, and that's why I think, you know, it could be I wouldn't even be surprised if it was an offensive tackle. I wouldn't be surprised if it was a guard in the second round. Joel Bitonio, how long is Joel Bitonio going to continue playing heading into his 11th season? So those are some areas that I would be looking at. And, you know, they can pretty much do anything. We know that Andrew Berry loves defensive backs. So this is a draft where, it's basically wide open at this point.
Should we expect another quiet night? Even though they do have those two picks, should we expect more of a quiet night? Or are there anything out there that could potentially catch us by surprise that Andrew Berry could have in the works?
I think it'll be kind of a quiet night, except for the fact that, like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if they make a trade or two or try to make a trade or two and try to move back and see if they can't pick up that fourth round pick. I think that that's one of the number one things that I think they'll be on the lookout for. And then I think that changes your strategy a little bit too. If you're moving back, that might get you into a different class of player or a different position. And that's why I don't think they can even lock in on anything at this point. I think one of the only things that they probably won't do at 54, we can almost rule out running back, quarterback. There are certain spots where you just know that they're not going to do that.
Mary Kay Cabot with us on the hotline. Mary Kay, there's one publication that had some pre-draft projections. They ranked the Browns roster 14th in the league. They also said the Browns roster is third in the AFC North. What do you think about that? Too high, too low, or just right?
Well, it seems a little low given all the talent they have across the board. I think the big X factor is always Deshaun Watson. Nobody really knows what to make of him, what to sort of do with him, how to grade him. And I think that throws people off. If everyone knew that he was going to be healthy and be the Deshaun Watson of old, then I think that this roster would be graded higher than that and higher in the division. So I think that has a lot to do with it.
So with that, it's funny because I've tried to do this myself. I know everybody's going to, especially in this scenario with the Athletic, everything's going to be about Deshaun Watson. If we take the quarterback off the board, do you see any weakness in the starters or that first round of backups currently on this roster?
You know what? I really don't feel like they have a weakness per se. Now, you're going to be probably waiting for Nick Chubb to come back. So you might want to add a running back and one that can contribute for you this season. But I don't know if you would necessarily even call that a weakness, because I think they're pretty happy with Jerome Ford, with the running back by committee. Jerome Ford, Pierre Strong, Dante Foreman. They've got a new running backs coach. They've got some new energy and a new philosophy there. I could see them adding to the room, but that's one spot where you might look at it and say, oh, yeah, well, they could probably use someone else there.
So I have to know, was it hard to stay engaged last night knowing that the Browns didn't have a first-round pick last night and that there was 0.0% chance they actually get one?
No, I mean, I enjoyed watching it. I enjoyed listening to some of Bill Belichick. I enjoyed the intrigue and the drama and seeing all the offensive guys fly off the board and all the quarterbacks and just wondering, how in heaven's name are all of these quarterbacks going to succeed in the NFL? I remember back in the day when if you got to number two and you were talking about having to take the second best quarterback at number two in the draft, you were already doomed. People were like, nope, that's going to fail, not happening. And now a flood of quarterbacks in the first round of the draft, it sort of represents a sea change in the NFL, and I'm very, very curious to see how this all plays out.
So with that, it's interesting that you were talking about the quarterbacks, because The Morning Boys, the Morning Boys, had Sal Powell on earlier this week, and he talked about a quarterback crisis in the NFL. And it's funny, we've asked about this a few different times, and everybody's come up with their own definition of what the crisis is actually about. So do you agree that the NFL has a quarterback crisis, and how would you define what the crisis is if you think so?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, I didn't hear what Sal Powell had to say, so I don't really know exactly what he's talking about with the quarterback crisis, but I guess I'm not really necessarily in that camp. I sort of feel like it's wide open for all of these young quarterbacks to come in, to make their mark. And I feel like there's almost a renaissance of quarterbacks in the NFL right now. I think there are a lot of really, really good ones, some good up-and-coming young ones. And I sort of don't feel that way. So I'm not really sure what he meant by that. But, you know, if some of these quarterbacks turn out the way that these teams hope they will, and they find their, you know, they're not Patrick Mahomes, but if they find their version of a Patrick Mahomes or someone like that, then I think that teams could be onto something with what happened this year.
So given what you saw last night, what was your favorite part of the coverage overall?
Well, you know, I covered Bill Belichick so closely every single day for 5 years here. So I think, you know, I flipped over and I was listening to him for a while, and I would just have to say that, you know, that was probably my favorite part, is just to listen to him and have something a little new and fresh. So I was listening and watching on my phone, and, you know, I had the TV on, but it was kind of cool to hear some of the things that he had to say. I loved the Randy Moss story that he told about draft day and Randy Moss hanging up on him. There are so many stories like that in the NFL, so many cool stories. And he, I'm sure, has tons and tons of them. And I think he's just going to be dynamite in the media world.
Mary Kay, Pittsburgh, they've got two quarterbacks battling for their starting job. Obviously, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. It was reported that they're not going to pick up Justin Fields' fifth-year option. What happens in Pittsburgh this season with the quarterbacks? I mean, obviously, both are going to compete. The long-term prospects of what they're doing there in the Steel Valley. I don't know what the hell. I was trying to think of something witty to say, but I'm not that smart. Okay, there you go.
Oh, you're plenty smart.
You know, I can't wait to see how this plays out. There are issues in the AFC North right now. There are some issues that could open the door for the Browns to sneak up there to the top, and I'm sure they're going to have to 100% battle it out with some teams. But if you look at what's going on, again, in Pittsburgh with them trying to figure out whether it's Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, what they're doing there, and then you look at guys wanting to be traded out of Cincinnati because they don't think they're going to get paid, that's some turmoil in the AFC North. And that leads me to believe that perhaps you're going to be looking at maybe Browns versus Ravens battling it out. But you never know. You can never count out the Steelers ever, ever, no matter what. And then if Joe Burrow's healthy, of course, we all know what he's about, but that's what I think about when I look at the AFC North right now, is there, you know, there's a little bit of dysfunction going on.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Roger Goodell's come out here and used draft week to talk about that prolonged desire for an 18-game regular season slate. Do we know kind of when the NFL, because it feels like it's going to happen. It just matters on how they make it happen and when they make it happen. Do we know kind of when the NFL wants to finally push that and get the 18-game regular season slate that they clearly have desired since this thing went to 17 games a few years back?
Well, I think that when you look at the push into global markets and more international games every year, I think that's going to have a lot to do with it. I think they're going to add games, they're going to add countries, cities, and they're going to continue to grow the game. So I think when you look over the next 5 years or so, I think there will be 18 games. I think there will be games almost every single day of the week and different times, especially with betting. You know, that way you can have people's eyes on the games on all different days, all different times, and you're going to bet more that way. So I think that, you know, there is a sea change going on that way, and we will see a different NFL over the next 5 years.
Given that obviously you're going to have your hands full with the Browns tonight, is there, outside of the Browns, is there a source of intrigue in the first 10 to 15 picks that you're paying attention to?
You know, really just very curious to see which names go off the board of the people that I've sort of looked at for the Browns and thought would be interesting for them. But that really is just kind of my own, you know, you get favorites as you're going around and you're looking for different guys. You know, Malachi Corley is one that I thought was kind of an interesting receiver just because of the different skill set he brings and things like that. So that's what I will be doing, is looking to see which of those guys that I thought might be kind of cool to end up in a Browns uniform, what happens with them in those first 10 picks or so.
Mary Kay, excellent stuff as always. Enjoy night two of the draft. And hey, just your husband can breathe easy tonight. He doesn't have to watch another bad, bad performance by the Cavs tonight in the playoffs.
That's right. We're all focused on the Browns tonight.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Mary Kay. Mary Kay Cabot on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.